أحسن الله إليكم. شيخنا سائل يقول: ما هو الموقف الصحيح فيما يتعلق باللبنان الآن وما يقع في لبنان؟ فإن كثير من المسلمين يتكلمون في هذا الأمر بدون عالم وبغير بدون عالم من أهل السنة، فما هو الموقف الصحيح فيما يتعلق باللبنان؟
الجواب: الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. ويقول: ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله، وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك. فهذه الأمور التي تقع من جهة اعتداء بعض الناس على بعض، منها ما يكون بسبب الذنوب، منها ما يكون بسبب الذنوب، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. ومن المعلوم ما قص الله جل وعلا في القرآن من قصص الأنبياء، هذا من جانب. ومن جانب آخر أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الرجل لتكون له المنزلة في الجنة لا ينالها إلا على بلوى تصيبه. وكما أن هذا بالنظر للرجل المؤمن، فكذلك الرجل الكافر قد تكون له منزلة في النار لا ينالها إلا بسبب ذنب يصيبه. والله سبحانه وتعالى حكيم عليم في خلقه. هذا هو الجواب عن هذا السؤال.
So our questioner asks: what is the correct Islamic position regarding the affair in Lebanon, as many of the Muslims have spoken regarding this without an alim of the Sunnah with them? Our Sheikh, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that that which afflicts you from calamities, then it is because of that which your own hands have put forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and that which afflicts you that which afflicts you from good, then it is from Allah, and that which afflicts you from evil or from bad, then it is from yourselves. So these affairs, the likes of that which we're witnessing from some of the people overpowering some of the people, yani some of the people overpowering others and the like, then some of that is as a result of sin. Some of that is as a result of sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that if only the people of the townships were to believe and were to have taqwa, yani were to fear Allah, we would have opened for them barakatun min as-sama'i wal-ard. We would have opened for them blessings from the sky and from the ard and from the earth. And that which is known as well is that as the Messenger, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us, yani the likes of these affairs have occurred in the stories of the Anbiya. The likes of that has occurred, and Allah informs us, yani as occurs in the stories of the Anbiya. Similarly, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, as occurs in authentic hadith, that a person may have a station in Jannah or a position in Jannah that he will not obtain except by way of calamities that afflict him. That a person will have a position in Jannah that he will not obtain except by way of calamities that afflict him. And just as that is the case with the believers, similarly it is the case with the kuffar, that a person may have a position in the hellfire that he will not obtain except by way of something that he undergoes or something that he partakes in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, or is all-knowing, and is all wise in regards to the affairs of his creation. And that is our response to that question.